The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. This week, the U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to vote on the controversial bill H.R. 1913, the Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2009. This hate crimes bill would create a new class of crimes based on the victim's, quote, actual perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. To tell it straight, if a homosexual or other sexually perverted person thinks you've said or done something that offends them, they could sue you. But that doesn't tell the whole story. The reality is that if a minister was to read from the Bible the passages about homosexuality or some other sexual perversion, he would be in danger of being fined and jailed. And if those in the homosexual movement who hate God want to later accuse the Bible of being a hate book against them, what's to keep the same law from being applied to all teaching of the Bible in our nation? This is exactly the line of reasoning that's been used by other oppressive governments in the past to stop the teaching of the Bible in their cultures. Perhaps you're thinking, that could never be. Well, let me relate a story to you. In one of our recent meetings, a young pastor related how a minister friend of his in Canada, which already has a national hate crimes law, was speaking in a public park in Canada. The minister did not add any comment to his reading of the Bible. He simply read from one of the Bible passages which mentions, among many other sins listed, the sin of homosexuality. He was reported to the authorities and arrested for simply reading the Bible in public. This is exactly what will come to America if the hate crimes law is passed, and if our states choose to enforce the law instead of standing against this tyranny. Many are just turning their heads in the midst of this growing persecution of the Bible and those who believe it. They act as if this will have no effect on them. They are greatly deceived. When a small group is allowed to disregard the Bible as the standard for law because the rest of us sit by and don't want to be bothered with being involved in government, we are headed for a dictatorship where someone else will do our thinking for us. William Penn, the founder of Pennsylvania, said, "Men will be governed by God, or they will be ruled by tyrants." God is shouting to us to get our attention. Wisdom cries out to us in the streets, the Bible says, speaking on behalf of God. He says in Psalm 94:16, "Who will stand up for me against evildoers? Who will take his stand for me against those who do wickedness?" Don't be as those who refused to do the courageous thing in Germany in the early 1930s. Stand while there is opportunity to stand. One pastor in Germany confessed his earlier failure to resist Hitler when he said, quote, "In Germany they first came for the communist, but I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholics, and I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Then they came for me, and by that time, there was no one left to speak up." End quote. Are you earnestly asking God to deliver us from this tyrannical law? Are you calling your congressman, urging him to vote against the hate crimes legislation? Are you speaking up? Or are you too busy? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history seminars and revival meetings, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.